blessings from God.
好，那我们待会呢进行的顺序哈，我们从姐妹这边开始好了，就一位姐妹一位弟兄，一位姐妹一位弟兄。
So the order that we would like to go in is starting from the sisters, so it'll be one sister, one brother, one sister, one brother.
好，那我们现在就先请陈宁为姐妹。
And we would first like to ask Sister Chen to come up and share. Holy, in the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢主，极大的恩典。
Thanks to God's great grace.
我今年已经85岁了。
That I am 85 years old this year. 高龄的。And I am advanced in age.
记得我小的时候身体非常的软弱，并且多病。
I remember when I was younger, I used to be very physically weak, and I had a lot of illnesses.
因为我母亲细心的照顾。
But because of the care of my mother.
并且天天为了我的事情恳切的祷告。
And that she would pray for my matters every day.
求神赏赐恩典。
And ask God to give grace, His grace.
才有今天的光景。
That I have today.
这一切都是神的赏赐。
And all of this are given by God.
与保守。
And His protection.
非常非常感谢主耶稣的大爱。
And I'm really thankful for the great love of God.
看顾和赏赐。
His care and His blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
下面有两车我的遭遇的大车祸。
And next I'd like to talk about a car accident that I encountered.
第一次事情发生在两年前。
The first incident happened 2 years ago.
那时候我跟我先生每个人都拥有一部车。
At the time, my husband and I, we each had our own car.
我每天晚上如果来做礼拜，而且礼拜安息日来聚会。
And so I would drive to church for the evening services during the week and also on Sabbath.
都是自己开车来。
And I would drive myself.
有一天，我和我先生一起出去办事情。
One day when I went out with my husband to take care of some matters,
两个人同坐一部车。
We were in the same car together.
我坐在他旁边。
And I was sitting next to him.
从五号公路。
We were on the freeway number 5.
忽然，我的车很大的震荡。
All of a sudden, my car moved. It was shaken.
原来有一部车撞到我们。
And another car had crashed into us.
他的车飞得好远去。
And his car flew very far.
而我们的车也给他撞到那个那一边的隔界墙那一边，再冲回来。
And so our car also spun to the other side of traffic and then came back.
震动得非常厉害。
And we were greatly shaken.
气带啊。通通跑出来。
And all the airbags blew.
车的前后那个 bumper, 那个盖子通通飞走了。
And the front bumper and the hood all flew away.
这个时候
At this time,
正好有一位护士小姐经过我们那里。
There was a nurse passing by.
她就赶紧下车来问我们有没有受伤。
She quickly got out of her car and asked us if we were hurt.
她要我们到医院去做检查。
And she wanted us to go to the hospital to get an exam.
当时我对她说
At the time I told her,
我们没有事。
We are okay.
连一点擦伤都没有。
And we did not even have any.
而且她欢心。
We didn't have any injuries, and we told her to
rest assured. 主要因为我们的神看顾还保守。
Just as long as our God in heaven is looking over us.
真是感谢神的大恩。大恩典和保护。
And we really thank God's grace and His protection.
第二次车祸。
The second car accident.
就没有隔了多久。
And it was not long after the first.
那我先生开车遇到红绿灯。
My husband was driving and he encountered the traffic light.
我想啊，那个时候他一定很慌，踩刹车啊，去踩掉油门。
And I believe at the time he must have been.
所以车就一直冲出去，冲到前面的车两三步。
So instead of pressing on the brake, he pressed on the gas pedal, and then his car.
内部车的前后那个 bumper 也通通飞走了。
And it hit the car in front, and the bumper flew off.
这两次大车祸。
These two car accidents.
车是毁了。
The car was totaled.
可是我们两个人都安好，一点擦伤都没有。
But both of us did not have any injuries when we're not harmed at all.
这是神的大恩典。
And this is the great grace of God.
和保护。
And His protection.
感谢神奇妙的恩典。
And we thank God for His wonderful grace.
本来我们还想说再买一部车代步。
And originally, we wanted to buy one more car.
可是我们的小孩通通反对。
But all of our children objected to
this idea. 说我们年纪这么大了。
They said we are well advanced in age.
不需要再开车了。
We don't need to drive anymore.
想想他们说的话也对。
And I thought what they say makes sense.
所以现在我是无车阶级。
So now I don't
have a car. 每天要靠别人。
And I have to rely on others.
一切荣耀尊贵都归天上的神，哈利路亚，阿门。
All the glory and honor be unto God in heaven.
我这小见证。
And this concludes my small testimony.
谢谢。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
各位弟兄姐妹，午安。
Good afternoon to all the brothers and sisters.
首先，我要代表我们园林教会欢迎远道来的弟兄姐妹。
First, I would like to represent Garden Grove Church in welcoming all the brothers and sisters from afar.
有几次，鹅湾教会跟喜瑞都教会的
Especially the
弟兄姐妹，他们回娘家了。
Especially the brothers and sisters from Cerritos and Irvine Church have returned home.
现在我们就来一起回忆一下三十年来在园林教会的发生的一些点点滴滴。
And now we will go and think back and reflect about the many things that happened at Garden Grove Church in the 30 years.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及，游荡在旷野的四十年间。
When Moses led the Israelites, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
神为他们预备了玛纳和甘泉。
And God prepared manna and quail for them.
当亚伯拉罕和他的独生子以撒背着献祭燔祭的柴火往摩利亚山上去的时候，
When Abraham took his son Isaac to Mount Moriah to go up to sacrifice,
神为他们预备了羊羔。
God provided the sacrificial lamb for them.
感谢神，蒙神的恩待。
Thank God for His guidance.
当我打算移民来美国的前一年，也就是1982年，园林教会成立了。
The year before I decided to immigrate to the United States, the year before, which is in 1982, Garden Grove Church was established.
我想这是神特别为我预备的。
And I feel like God had prepared this for me.
1983年，我以留学生的身份移民来美国。
And in 1983, with the status of an exchange student, I came to the United States.
当时我心里实在非常惶恐。
And at the time, I was very afraid in my heart.
因为那时候我已经进入一个40岁的中年人了。
Because at that point, I was already middle age. I was 40 years old.
却要被迫放弃一份稳定而且收入丰富的工作。
And I had left my very stable job behind.
来到一个人地生疏的陌生环境里。
And I had to come to a foreign land.
重新过着一个学生的生活。
And to live again as a student.
我们都知道移民美国毕竟不是一般人所想象中的那么容易。
We know that to immigrate to the United States is not as easy as you would think.
在我的心里里面，它好像是一条漫长而遥远的不归路。漫长
long, a long journey. So for me, in my heart, I think that this is a very long journey to take.
曾经看过报道说，为了移民，有人被闷死在横越沙漠的货车的车厢里面。
And I heard in a report that some people, for the hope of immigration, they were suffocated to death in the back of a car in the desert.
有人被推入茫茫的大海中喂鱼。
And some were thrown into the sea and eaten by fish.
甚至有人因此而倾家荡产。Bankrupt.
And some people even became bankrupt to immigrate.
除非是亲属移民，否则没有人能够知道自己需要耗费多少时间。
And so to immigrate, you would not think about the amount of time that you would even need to do it.
才能够拿到永久居留权。
To gain permanent residency.
刚开始人地生疏。
In the beginning, the environment was very foreign.
加上来自于学业、家庭和生活的压力。
And there was pressures from my family and also from my education.
几乎让我喘不过气来。
And so I feel like I couldn't catch a breath.
因为日子过得紧张。
And because I lived a very nervous life.
常来引来身体的不舒服。
And so I did not feel very well.
胃痛、耳朵发炎等毛病接连着发生。
And so I would have stomach aches followed by ear infections one after the other.
消炎片、抗生素几乎成为我的家常便饭。
And so I would take a lot of antibiotics and medications.
记得有一次，我打电话给远在台湾的亲人。
I remember once I called my relative in Taiwan.
当时电话是接通的。
At that time, the phone was connected.
可是双方却久久都说不出一句话来。
But the person that I was talking to could not even speak one word.
只是不停地掉着眼泪。
And just kept shedding tears.
不然想象当时我的心情是多么的复杂。
And they couldn't understand how complicated I felt at that time.
有一天我在读经的时候不经意地看到以赛亚书上面这样写着。
And one day when I was reading the Bible, I turned to a passage in Isaiah.
不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
And do not be afraid, because I am your God.
我必坚固你，我必帮助你。
I will strengthen you, and I will help you.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
And I will hold you up.With my righteous hand.
因此这句话我得到无比的安慰。
And because of this, I was comforted.
从此心里舒畅了许多。从此我的心里舒畅了许多。
And so I felt more relieved at heart after this.
也不再恐惧害怕了。
I was no longer afraid.
这时候我才觉察得到，原来主神是如此的深爱着我。
And then I felt how greatly God's love was towards me.
感谢主，借着基督把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。
And thank God that through Jesus Christ, He has given us many wonderful blessings from above.
主的恩典大大的浇灌在园林教会。
And God's grace has greatly showered upon Garden Grove Church.
就如同五旬节圣灵降下一般。
Just like how the Holy Spirit came down during the Pentecost.
1986年，美国政府为了将数百万逾期居留在美国境内的非法移民合法化。
In 1986, the American government they legalized 多少？
超百万，几百万。
So a couple thousand people who were illegal immigrants at that time.
他举办了一次特赦
And so this was a special occasion.
当时教会里有不少弟兄姐妹还没有取得永久居留权。
And at the time, many members in the church were yet to be permanent citizens.
不时地生活在恐惧黑暗之中。
And so they lived in fear.
这次的特赦行动使许多人脱离了捆绑。
But this special event released a lot of people from their bondage.
再一次看到灿烂的阳光。
And once again, they could see the light.
重新呼吸到新鲜的空气。
And they could breathe fresh air again.
使他们能够毫无挂虑，可以专心地敬拜神，服侍主。
And so they could feel, they could worship and serve God without worries.
这些年来，神在这里显现了许多神迹奇事。
And so in these many years, God has shown many miracles.
借着圣灵的安慰，使外邦人顺服。
And through the comfort of the Holy Spirit, He has led the Gentiles to be submissive.
使羊圈中的羊不断地加添。
And to increase the number of sheep in the fold.
也赐福给我们，常与我们同在。
And He is also constantly abiding with us.
保佑我们不遭患难，不受艰苦。
And to protect us from harm.
这些都是神赏赐给我们的丰盛的恩典。
And these are the abundant blessings that God has given to us.
经上说，若不是主神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
And the Bible records that if God has not allowed the builders to build, then the builders built in vain.
若不是主神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
And unless the Lord watches over the city, then the watchmen stand guard in vain.
因主怜悯和慈爱。神在南加州不断地增添了他的国民，扩张了他的境界。
And so because of the mercy and love of God that he has increased his nation in Southern California.
尔安教会和喜瑞都教会分别在1999年和2003年相继地成立了。
And Irvine Church and Cerritos Church were established in 1999 and 2003.
各位一定记得在台湾的电视节目中，曾经有这么一段有关奶粉的广告。
And some of you may recall, an ad on the TV in Taiwan about some infant powder, milk powder.
这个奶粉广告使我印象特别深刻。
And this commercial on the TV left a deep impression on me.
画面中是一个活泼健壮的孩子。快乐地奔驰在一片广阔而碧绿的草地上。
There was a very young and happy child in a vast expanse of green grass.
在那边晃风筝。
And he was flying a kite.
他的父亲看到孩子幸福满足的样子。
And his parents saw that he was very content.
于是走过来拥抱着这个孩子。
And they walked over and hugged the child.
慈祥地对他的孩子说。
And they said to the child,
孩子，我要你比我强。
He said, Child, I want you to be stronger than I.
这是一幅多么感人的画面。
And this is a very touching scene.
这也正说明了这个做父母的、做父亲的对他儿子深切的期望。
And so this is the sincere hope of the parents towards the child.
相信在座的每一位为人父母的，无不盼望着自己的儿女比自己强的。
I'm sure many of the parents here, they wish for their children to be even stronger than they are.
因为只有这样，做父母的辛苦才能够得到安慰。
Because only then all the efforts of the parents can be comforted.
巴兰曾经赞美雅各的帐篷。
And Balaam, he once praised the tent of Jacob.
他说，雅各的帐篷华丽如同接连的山谷。
And so he said,
It's
recorded in Numbers chapter 24, verse 5.
他说，雅各的帐篷华丽如同连接的山谷。
He said, How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob?
如同河旁的园子。
Your dwelling places of Israel.
今天我们看到尔湾教会和喜瑞都教会的昌盛壮大。
So today we see how great Irvine and Cerritos Church are.
感到无限的欣慰。
And we feel very
comfortable.
comforted by this.
因为这更大更全备的帐篷正彰显着神丰盛的恩典和至高的荣耀。
Because this greater tent shows the glory of God.
也是每一个原理教会的弟兄姐妹所乐于看见的。
And this is something that all the brothers and sisters at Garden Grove Church are very pleased to see.
有人说罗马不是一天造成的。
Some people say that Rome was not built in a day.
灿烂的背后往往隐藏着许多人辛勤的努力。
And so what is hidden in the past is the efforts of many.
灿烂的后面总是经历过无数的时间的累积。
And what has happened in the past may be hidden a lot of accumulation of time.
虽然云林教会的建筑物本身称不上什么辉煌灿烂。
So the structure, the architecture structure at Garden Grove is nothing that we can brag about.
却隐藏着许多神的祝福和许多人的努力。
But behind it, we can see a lot of blessings from God and a lot of effort from a lot of people.
三十年来，令我感触最深的是。
In this 30-some years, one thing that left a deep impression on me.
从前是做爸爸妈妈的儿女的。现在都已经成为儿女的爸爸妈妈了。
So the sons and daughters of parents are now parents themselves.
教会里的各项建设和建筑和设备都由破旧而崭新。
And many of the architectural structures in the church were old and now they are new.
由简陋而为精，变为精致。
And they were very They were very simple before, but they are very good now.
记得1992年爱厅还没有增建之前。
I remember in 1992 before they had built the Love Hall.
那里是一处堆满杂物、长满杂草的旷地。
It was a piece of land that was full of weeds.
就在那个位置上摆放着一座两房一厅的破旧的移动式房屋。
And on top of that land was a very old.Old house with two rooms and a living room.
教会里面没有厨房。
And in the church there was no kitchen.
安息日中午的爱餐都是由每一个家庭准备好了再带来的。
And so our love meal for Sabbath afternoon lunch was prepared by each family.
因此许多家庭准备同样的菜肴是无法避免的。
And sometimes you couldn't avoid preparing the same dish as another family.
即使是寒冷的冬天，站着吃冰冷的饭菜也是稀松平常的事。
And it was very common for us in the cold winter to eat cold food.
安息日是一周当中信徒最盼望来到的日子。
And Sabbath day was a day that all the brothers and sisters hoped for during the week.
每一位弟兄姐妹都怀着一颗喜乐的心来到教会。
And all the brothers and sisters came to church with a joyful heart.
有的甚至要开好几个小时的车。
Some of them had to drive hours to get to church.
下午结束聚会后，同龄依然久久徘徊，不愿离去。
And after church, a lot of them we did not want to go home.
总是觉得相聚的时间太短了。
We felt that our time in fellowship was too short.
因此晚间经常继续留在同龄家聚餐。
And so we will continue to eat dinner together at one of the members' house.
每次一到灵会，教会更是充满了节庆的气氛。
And when spiritual convocation came, we also had this very festive move.
其实当时大部分同龄都是出来美国不久。
And a lot of the members had just immigrated to the United States.
每一个家庭多少都有一些困苦愁烦的事。
And so a lot of them had their own difficulties.
但是在主的大家庭里，总是能够相濡以沫，彼此安慰，相互鼓励。
But in God's household, we could comfort each other and encourage one another.
三十年的时间一转眼就过去了。
And 30 years has passed by really fast.
许多的人事物也都改变了。
And a lot of people and a lot of things have changed.
唯有我们所信的神没有改变。
And only the God that we believe in has not changed.
以赛亚书上面说，草会枯萎， 花卉凋谢。
And in the book of Isaiah, it says, the grass and the flowers fade away.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移。
And you can move the mountains.
但是我们神的慈爱永不动摇。
But the grace and the love of God will never be shaken.
神的话和平安的约永不改变。
And God's word and his treaty of peace would never change.
他不背弃我们。
And he would not forsake us.
因为他的怜恤没有穷尽。Is that an endless?
Because his grace is an endless.
感谢主，愿一切荣耀、尊贵、颂赞都归于天上的真神。
Thank God, may all the glory, honor, and praise be unto our God in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 感谢神。
Hallelujah, thank God.
今天是我们园林教会成立三十周年的特别聚会。
Today is a special service for the 30th anniversary of Garden Grove Church.
我在这里讲几句感言。
And I will share some brief reflections.
欢迎各教会的同龄来参加。
And I would like to welcome the brothers and sisters from various churches.
谢谢大家。
And I'd like to thank everyone.
首先要感谢神的恩典。
First, I would like to thank the grace of God.
我们从1979年来到美国。
In 1979, I came to the United States.
一切蒙神的看顾，平安地过了33年。
And through the guidance of God, we have peacefully lived here for 33 years.
当时南加州只有一间亚罗蒙提的教会。
At a time in Southern California, there was only one church, which was El Monte Church.
聚会人士也是只有二三十几位信徒。
And there were only 20 to 30 some members.
大多数都是用从台湾以投资移民来的。
And many of them immigrated from Taiwan.
后来蒙神的施恩带领。
And thank God that later through God's grace and His guidance,
信徒逐渐的增加。
The number of members increased.
而感到会堂有些容纳不下。
And we felt that we could not all fit in the chapel.
神开恩于1982年，让我们找到购买了今天我们的园林教会。
And so God opened the way. So in 1982, we found this location in Garden Grove.
后来神又大大的祝福带领。
And later on, God continued to greatly bless and guide us.
信徒快速地增加。
So the number of members increased very quickly.
直到现在，我们南加州又增加了四个教会。
So now in Southern California, we have four additional churches.
神的恩典时时刻刻都与我们同在。
And God's grace is always constantly abiding with us.
并带领我们南加州每一个教会继续的成长壮大。
And so that all the churches in Southern California can continue to grow and be strengthened.
愿一切荣耀尊贵都归于天上的真神。
May all the glory and honor and praise be unto our Heavenly Father. Amen.
In the
name of Jesus Christ, I now share my reflection.
很感谢神哈。那因为在准备这个分享的时候，我就一直在就是回想说以前我在这里的一些经验或者是碰到的事情，有没有什么可以真的值得让我们一起来就是互相鼓励得到造就的。
Thank God that while I was preparing my reflection, I was thinking about all the events and experiences I've had at Garden Grove Church that are worthy to be shared.
那在这个思考的过程中呢，我就发觉到，其实我很多这些像这样子的回忆跟经验哈，都是跟我的信仰成长非常的有密切的关系哈。
And so while I was reflecting, I realized that a lot of these events and experiences had a direct relationship with the growth of my faith.
那圣经有一个章节，就是耶利米书的17章第10节。那这个章节呢，其实就跟我所经历的这整个的那个过程哈，就是很容易的就以这个经节来做一个总结哈。
And so there's a Bible verse in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, that is very similar to what I experienced.
那这个经节里头是有提到说，我哈，就是指着神，是鉴察人心，考验人肺腑的。
And here in this Bible verse, it says, I, which is the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind.
好，是真的就觉得说，我这二十几年啊，真的是有碰到了很多。事情就让我就跟这个就是心里面的这种好，等于就是说这是真的是心里面对神的这个态度还有对神的这个敬畏哈，到底是怎么样哈。
And so during these 20 some years, it has made me I've counted situations that made me think about my attitude towards God.
那我记得第一次我做圣工哈，做错了一件很大的事情哈。
I remember the first time I participated in holy work, I did something wrong.
那是我来美国之后的第一次灵恩会，就是当时候我被安排要当那个诗班的司琴哈的伴奏。
And so that was the first spiritual convocation after I moved here, and I was assigned as accompanist for the church choir.
后来呢，我二姐姐不晓忘记了什么东西，她就叫我陪她回家去拿。
And one of my sisters forgot something, so she asked me to go home with her to get it.
那天就是要献诗的时候，大概还有一个小时吧，我就想说我们家才大概十分钟而已，应该没问题，就是回去拿一拿就回来。
And so this is one hour before our choir presentation, and I thought since we live 10 minutes away, I still had time to go home.
结果回来之后呢，诗班已经献完诗了。
And when I came back, the choir had already presented.
我就想说，我今天是伴奏，怎么会已经献完诗呢？
And I thought, I am the pianist, how come they have already presented?
结果那个指挥他一句责备的话都没有。
And the choir conductor, he did not rebuke me in any way.
他也没有责问我说，哎，你怎么搞的？怎么，或者是你怎么就不见了？他都没有这样子讲。
And he didn't ask me what happened to you. Why did you disappear?
好，这是
she. Oh, she.
好，我们就不讲名字了哈。
So we won't mention her name.
不过从这个经验当中，就让我学了一个非常好的属灵的教训。
But from this experience, I learned a very good spiritual teaching.
我就跟我自己说，以后我在做圣工的路程上，如果有其他的同工哈，或者是就是其他的同工啊，跟我一起服侍神的时候，他们不小心做错事哈，我不应该带着一个责骂的那种精神来去对待这个同工。
So what I learned and what I told myself was that in the future, when I do holy work with my coworkers, if they accidentally do something wrong, then I will not rebuke them.
因为其实当时候这位指挥这样子对待我之后呢，我就真的，就真的能够在神的面前感受到，就是神的这种很慈祥的责备哈。
And so after the conductor treated me in this way, then I was able to experience the very gentle
rebuke
that God gives us.
那自从那一次之后呢，那后来我当了指挥呢，我就每一次我要指挥的时候呢，我都会把那个谱子都把它那个伴奏都学好。
And so after that, as conductor, I would always learn the music.
但是到现在为止呢，还没有一个我的伴奏就是没有 show up， 然后让我要去伴奏。
But it hasn't happened yet that one of my choir pianist has disappeared and that I need to play myself.
那在来美国之前呢，有一次的学生联会，我就跟一个很好的弟兄哈，问他说，你求到的圣灵，你求到圣灵的时候是怎么样回事？你是怎么求到圣灵的？
And so prior coming to the United States during a student spiritual convocation, I asked a very good brother, friend of mine, how did you receive or ask for the Holy Spirit?
他就跟我说，他是喊到最大声，喊到已经没有声音的时候得到圣灵的。
And he said that he yelled and he prayed until he lost his voice for the Holy Spirit.
我想可能很多人都是有同样听过这样子的建议，或者是你也是亲身体验过的。
And I believe some of you may have heard this recommendation or you yourself have experienced this for yourself.
所以后来我就真的就跟自己说，好了，我就硬着脸皮，就跟，因为我觉得我当时是一个很斯文的小孩，结果我就硬着脸皮，就真的喊得很大声。
And so at the time, I considered myself a very shy boy, but I put this aside, and I just used all my voice to ask for the Holy Spirit.
那真的很感谢神，神就让圣灵有感动，我身体就震动起来，但是我没有说方言。
And thank God, the Holy Spirit moved me, so my body started to move, but I did not speak in tongues.
那一直都是这样子，四年之后呢，在云林教会，在这个地方哈，我得到了圣灵。
And it was always like this until 4 years later at this spot in Garden Grove Church, I received the Holy Spirit.
但是我得到圣灵的时候，是我祷告完全没有声音的时候。
But when I received the Holy Spirit, it was when I prayed without any sound.
因为那次的学生联会就是有讲了很多一些事情哈，让我思考自己的不洁净哈，就是不完全的地方，得罪神的地方的事情。想得很细，细到我就是整个人就是投入那个里头，我根本就没有在祷告出声音了，就是一直在祷告里头在想我那个得罪神的事情。
So during that student spiritual convocation, we had talked about many things that made me reflect and think about my imperfection and where I was unclean and where I had sinned against God, and I was deep in my thoughts. So in my prayer, I did not make any noise.
所以那次经验我就知道说，就是有想到说，我第一次得到感动是喊的最大声，得到圣灵是最没有声音的时候。
And so that made me realize that when I was moved by the Holy Spirit, that was when I used all my voice in prayer. But I received the Holy Spirit when I did not utter anything in prayer.
那我本来学的哈，就是在来美国以前学的，就是说真的要面对神呢，一定不能够注意到别人对你怎么样的看法。
So before I came to the United States, I learned that when you are in terms of towards God, you cannot think about how others view you.
那我在这里得到圣灵所学到的就是神真的是一个看到内心最深处的一个神哈。
And what I learned from receiving the Holy Spirit here is that God is a God that looks deep in the hearts of men.
好，那那次得到圣灵以后，我就可以感觉到神在灵里面的这种祝福哈。
So after receiving the Holy Spirit, I could feel the blessing, the spiritual blessing in the Spirit.
真的，那个圣经就这样子哈，就那个同一次的灵会看。就跟以往的看的那个了解的程度差很多，就是看到很多东西，怎么说，以前都没有看到这里头那种很深很宝贵的教训。
And so now when I read the Bible after receiving the Holy Spirit, I could see the deep spiritual teachings that I could not see before.
非常的明显，这完全是神 在森林里面的可以给我们的这种属灵的智慧。
And this was very obvious that this was the spiritual wisdom that God can give you in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那之后呢，我就有越来越多的属灵的体验。
And later on, I had more spiritual experiences.
那后来有一次我在分享其中一次的属灵体验的时候，我讲了一些我不应该讲的话。
And once when I was sharing some of my spiritual experiences, I said something that I should not have said.
那当时候我们有一位很敬爱的长老，那他就在 我们结束了分享之后做最后的结论。
And there was a beloved elder who made a conclusion at the end.
那一次呢，可以说是我听到最谦和的责备。
谦和。
最meek, 最 gentle 的 rebuke, scolding.
So that was the weakest or meekest?
Meek.
Meekest.
Yeah.
And most gentle scolding that I had ever received.
Yeah. 就是我从来没有听人骂人可以骂得那么柔和的。
I never knew that you could be so gentle when you are scolding someone.
Yeah, 但是因为那次真的骂得太柔和，我就真的在神的面前又重新自己挖一次。
And so because it was such a gentle scolding that before God, I once again dug deep within myself.
Yeah. 那这个就让我想到圣经里面讲说，我们在我只记得英文版哦，英文版是说你 correct brother 的时候要 with gentleness 跟 meekness 哈，就真的是要柔和谦卑的来去挽救一个弟兄，或者是就是也不是责备，中文是讲责备吗？还是是叫怎么挽救，是不是？
So this made me think of a Bible verse. When you are correcting your fellow brother, you should use gentleness and meekness.
那很感谢神，其实这种的遭遇还有很多。
And there are actually many experiences like this.
那就真的让我在不同的弟兄姐妹身上都学到了很多不同的属灵的那些美德。
And I've received a lot of wonderful spiritual teachings from every one of the brothers and sisters.
那其实呢，我们教会就是我看得到的，真的是有很多弟兄姐妹他们都在幕后做了很多一些爱心做出来的圣工。
And so what I have noticed is that there are a lot of brothers and sisters who have done holy work out of love behind the scenes here at Garden Grove Church.
有时候周末周间会有一些弟兄姐妹不是教会安排的，但是他们就会自己自动的来教会清扫。
And some brothers and sisters throughout the week or even during the weekends, even though they are not assigned, they will still come to church to clean.
有一些弟兄姐妹呢，他们就真的很用心来照顾远地来的传道或者是来访的弟兄姐妹。
And a lot of brothers and sisters use a lot of heart into taking care of pastors or brothers and sisters from afar.
有一位传道他就说，他每一次来的时候，因为他本身是讲英文的，他每一次来的时候呢，都会有他最喜欢吃的那一道菜在他的传道房等着他。
And there was a pastor who said that every time he came to Garden Grove Church, there would be his favorite dish waiting for him in the pastor's room.
他只是有跟就是有一些弟兄姐妹讲过，而且那些弟兄姐妹都是讲中文的，所以他说他虽然跟他们没有办法真的很好的沟通，但是讲过了一次，他们知道他喜欢吃的东西，就是他每一次来都会在他的房间等着他。
And he is an English-speaking pastor, and once he had told other brothers and sisters, and even though they were Chinese-speaking, they couldn't communicate very well. He had told them once, and since then, every time he comes to Garden Grove Church, there's that dish waiting for him.
这就有让我想到说，其实我们教会很多人都是有被安排工作。
And this made me think that in the church there are many who are assigned to do work.
这个是神的恩典，是我们服事的机会。
And this is God's grace. This is an opportunity for us to serve.
但是从这些我看到弟兄姐妹的身上，就有学到了另外一个，就是说其实 我们暗中的服侍神哈，这个也有不同的属灵的福气哈。
But what I have experienced is that if we serve God behind the scenes, there are other spiritual blessings in this too.
这个就是因为神真的是看我们的内心哈。
That is because God looks deep within our hearts.
所以愿神帮助我们能够真的以心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So may God help us that so that we can truly worship Him in spirit and in truth.
好，感谢神。
Thank God.
In the
name of Jesus Christ, I share my reflection.
我是一九八六年来到美国的。
I came to the United States in 1986.
刚来到这陌生的国家，我们一家人真不知道我们的脚步该怎么走。
In coming to this foreign country, for my whole family, we didn't know where we should go.
就在一九八九年，在我们人生最暗淡的时候。
And so in 1989, during the darkest point in our life,
主耶稣带领我们进来园林教会，接着全家人也都进来了。
God guided us into Garden Grove Church, and the whole family also came.
我们的人生也蒙神的带领、看顾、引导。
And our lives through the guidance and the providence of God,
救我们脱离愁苦，赐给我们恩典满满。
That we have come out of our suffering and that we now live with abundant blessings.
在园林教会二十三年，我们一家人，孩子们也在教会长大、成人、结婚、生子。
And so in these 23 years in Garden Grove Church, our children have also grown up, married, and have their own children.
也看到年轻人从婴孩变成年轻的人。
We see young youth from infants, and now they're young youth.
看到年长者从壮年到白发的增多。
And we see the elderly that they were very strong, and now they are white-haired.
和教会的同龄一起敬拜神，心灵是觉得非常满足的。
And I am very content to be able to worship God together with all the brothers and sisters.
虽然有时候生活上也会遭遇到困苦忧伤。
And even though in my own life, sometimes I may encounter things that make me sorrowful.
但是弟兄姐妹大家互相代祷安慰，感受到神原来都是与我们同在的。
But through the intercession and encouragement from brothers and sisters, I realized that God is always abiding with us.
在园岭教会，我们的生活在一起像一个属灵的大家庭。
At Garden Grove Church, when we live together, we are like a huge spiritual family.
大家都觉得很温暖的。
And we feel very warm.
今天是我们园岭教会30周年的纪念。
And today is the 30th anniversary special service at Garden Grove Church.
我怀着感恩的心，感谢神。
With a heart of thanksgiving, I thank God.
一路上施恩带领看顾我们
for His grace and for taking care of us throughout this journey.
这不是用言语所能表达的。
And this cannot be expressed with words.
所以我在这里念诗篇二十三篇，颂赞神。
And so now I would like to read Psalm chapter 23 to praise God.
神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul, he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的壶杯满溢。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在神的殿中直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的真神。
May all the glory and praise be unto God in heaven.
Thank you, Lord. We just had the opportunity to hear some brothers and sisters'
testimonies. Thank God that we have the opportunity to listen to reflections from our brothers and sisters.
那这些分享当中呢，有些是生活的体验。
And some of these reflections are on their own life experiences.
那有些是属灵的体验。
Some are spiritual experiences.
不管是生活的体验也好，属灵的体验也好。
Whether it be life or spiritual experiences.
它是教导我们一件事。
It teaches us one thing.
就教导我们信仰呢和生活是无法分开的。
And that is our faith and our life cannot be separated.
信仰就是生活，生活即是信仰。
Our faith is our life and our life is our faith.
尤其从这个郑弟兄的这个分享当中呢，仿佛把这个时间带回了将近30年前。
Especially from the reflection of Brother Zen, we can see that he rewinded time by 30 some years.
那我们在座有许多是在这里出生的小孩。
And there are many children who were actually born here.
那我们很难去体会上一代移民呢所经历的这个辛酸呢。
We cannot really comprehend what the previous generation who immigrated went through.
在那段这个艰辛的岁月里面呢，教会是精神上的支柱。
And during those hard times, the church was their support.
那许多人盼望的就是安息日的来临。
And many hope for Sabbath to come.
因为在安息日可以看到许多亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Because during Sabbath, they could see their beloved brothers and sisters.
因为在安息日的时候可以吃到想要吃到的故乡的口味。
Because during Sabbath, they could eat food from their own country or home.
在那个时候呢，大家的心是紧紧的系在一起。
And their hearts were intertwined together.
常常安息日聚完会之后还舍不得离开。
And that after church, they didn't want to depart from one another.
这和我们今日的情况是完全不一样的。
And so it's very different from what it is now.
那因此呢，我们在这里这个出生的第二代呢，我们更加的要这个感谢神。
And so for the second generation that were born here, we should thank God even more.
因为你们在衣食上无所缺欠。
Because you lack nothing.
你们可以受到比父母更好的教育。
You can receive education that was even greater than your parents.
因为每一个父母呢，他们的心中都抱持了一个理念。
Because in the hearts of all the parents, they have this one thing.
那这个理念就是我要我的孩子比我强。
And that one thing, that one thought is that they want their children to be stronger than they are.
为了要让我的孩子比我强，父母的愿意牺牲呢。
And so the parents are willing to sacrifice themselves so that their children can be better and stronger than them.
那许多人经历的这些辛苦是我们无法体会的。
And many of the hardships that they went through is something that we cannot experience or comprehend.
但是因为心中的这股坚持他们走过了那辛酸的岁月。
But because of that determination in their hearts, they were able to walk through the hardship.
因此呢，我们在这里生长的第二代呢，更应当要惜福，就是你要感谢你父母给你的这一切。
And so for the second generation here, we should thank our parents for all that they have given to us.
那神带领我们来到美国是有神的旨意。
And God has His plan and His will in guiding us to the United States.
那神的荣耀在哪里呢？
And where is the glory of God?
神的荣耀就在于他的国里面的国民能够增加。
And the glory of God is that in His nation, that His nation can grow.
也就在于神的国度，他的境界呢可以扩充。
And that His nation can expand.
其实我们每一个人呢都肩负着这样的一个使命。
And so we all have this commission.
啊，怎么样让神的国度国民增加？
How do we increase God's nation?
啊，怎么样让神国度的境界能够继续的向外来扩充？
And how can we expand God's nation?
啊，那刚刚Richard 的见证当中，我也得到非常大的感动。
And I was also very moved by Richard's testimony.
啊，那从一件很小的事上就教导我们什么是爱的道理。
And from a very small matter, we can learn the teaching of love.
啊，那爱呢？它原来它的本质是大有恩慈。
And love is full of compassion.
啊，什么是大有恩慈
？What does mean great compassion?
啊，就是对人呢要宽容。
And that is you must be forgiving towards others.
啊，不要去轻易的去计算人的恶。
And you should not be so easy to remember others' wrongdoing.
啊，更不要轻易的发怒。
And should not be quick to become angry.
啊，那对人有恩慈呢，这就是一个爱的表现。
And to be compassionate towards others, this is an expression of love.
啊，那另外，那我们也从这个见证当中呢，啊，再度的看到神的手是怎么样带领、看顾他所爱的子民。
And so from the testimonies, we can see how God's love and His hand has guided His people.
啊，像那个陈姐妹啊，年纪这么大了，出车祸，神保守她。
Like Sister Chen, she is well advanced in age, but God protected her when she encountered a car accident.
其实我们就是神眼中的那个同人呐。那神呢是非常的在惜我们。
God cherishes us.
那有时候。对于我们的生活，我们会害怕，我们会惊慌。
Sometimes in our lives, we may be fearful.
那么你需要的是什么呢
？But what do we need?
啊，你需要的是对神的信心。
That is to have faith in God.
啊，因为公义的神呢，必定会看顾他所爱的子民。
Because the righteous God will indeed look after His people.
啊，那鉴察人心的神呢，知道我们每一个人心中所思所想。
The Lord that examines the hearts of men know all our thoughts.
啊，因此呢，那我们就是对于神呢，除了要常常的思念神的恩典之外
，So apart from constantly thinking about the blessings from God.
啊，那更重要就是要知道啊，能够为主做什么来报答主恩呢
？We must know what we must do to repay the love of God.
啊，那我们今天下午呢，还会有一场的这个短片欣赏。
And so this afternoon we will have a slideshow presentation.
在这个短片欣赏当中，我们可以看到从1982年到2012年这30年间在教会生活中的点点滴滴。
So in this slideshow we will see from 1982 to 2012 the many things that have happened in Garden Grove Church.
那有时候呢，我们真的是必须要回顾过去。
Sometimes you must really reflect on the past.
啊，停下脚步，在我们忙碌的生活中，能够暂时的停下我们的脚步。
We should stop and take a break in our busy lives.
啊，看看我们过去的日子是怎么过的。
To look how we have lived in the past.
啊，那从这过去当中啊，来学习教训。
So we can learn from the lessons in the past.
啊，那更重要就是从过去当中看到了我们将来要。往哪个方向走
？And from the past, we can learn the direction that we need to take in the future.
啊，那非常感谢神，我们就结束这一节的这个感言以及分享。
Thank God, this concludes our reflection and sharing session.
啊，那最后呢，我们请唱赞美诗394首。
Let's sing hymn 394.
Thanks for all God has provided.
跪下做结束祷告。
Now we will kneel down and pray in one accord.